Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
Hey, it's Lupe, Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3, and joining us on the Street Beat is a chairperson for the Lobster Fest 2022, Don Walker. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the main purpose of Lobster Fest 2022?
Well, this is an event that is actually co-sponsored between the Lobster Fest Committee, which is doing this on behalf of Canada First Basketball, and that's a big project that we've got here in St. Stephen. The other sponsoring committee is the town of St. Stephen, so it's a dual event with the sole purpose of raising money for our big basketball project.
And what kind of goals are you setting for this event?
This is actually under the local fundraising mandate, and what I mean by that is that the project itself is taking, you know, it's going to be about a $10 million project, so it's a huge project, and a lot of that money will come provincially, it'll come from federal funds, it'll come from private funds, but we also need to make sure that we're engaging the local community in that, so we've got an opportunity to locally raise a significant amount of money, and this event in particular, we're hoping to be in the vicinity of somewhere between $30,000 and $40,000 just for this sole event. So that would be our goal for Lobster Fest 2022.
Let's get into the schedule. Tell us how it's going to go.
Well, yeah, the schedule it's Saturday, June 25th. It's pretty much an all evening event starting at 5 o'clock. We'll have a social hour. Doors will open. The dinner will actually be at 6. And the dinner option will be either a lobster, of course, with Lobster Fest. And if lobster's not good for you, then we'll provide a steak option. So it's lobster or steak at 6 o'clock after the social hour. We're also going to have a dessert auction, which is an interesting concept for the evening. We'll have also a silent auction. We've had a tremendous response from our community supporting the silent auction, and we'll also have a skills competition with shooting baskets and whatnot. It'll be for fun only. We have a Celtic fiddler. We've got a live band going to perform, which is the Boundary Street Blues, making their inaugural event, I guess inaugural event in terms of a large event at the Civic Center. And then we'll also have a DJ. When the band isn't playing, we'll have a DJ. So lots of activities, lots of fun, lots of things on the go, and we think it's going to be a great evening.
All right. So let's go ahead and talk about that auction.
Well, the auction is a key part. It's a silent auction, and it's going to actually start online on the Garsland Civic Center website. You'll see all the items, and we've got things that will range from like $50 to $5,000. So we've got stuff for everyone. We've had a tremendous response from the community. We've actually had people call us.
Nice.
Looking to be a part of it and saying, well, how can we help? What can we contribute? Canadian Tire has been absolutely tremendous. They're donating all kinds of items that would range from a lawnmower. We've got a Husqvarna zero-turn radius mower, which is really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That's an item. We've got what we're calling pub games and activities that he's donating, whether or not it be shuffleboard or basketball games or washer toss games. You know, they're going to be doing those during the event, but they're also going to be up for auction. And then we'll have everything from granite cutting boards. We'll have car washes. We'll have oil changes. We've got a lot of stuff in the go that I think will suit, you know, anybody that comes to the event.
And that's
a
all
lot of stuff in the go.
And that's all being done online.
No, some of it's being done online. It'll be showcased online, but then everything will be actually at the event.
Oh, okay.
And it'll be a silent auction, so if somebody wants to bid on it, it'll be through, going and signing a paper and giving your bid, and then we'll close the auction at a certain time, and then at the end of the night, whoever's left with the last bid becomes the winner of that auction. A few other things that maybe I forgot to mention. We've got the Algonquin giving golf passes. That's always going to be a popular event. We've got Speedy Glass, I should say, giving some of their products out for the auction. The Superstore is giving gift certificates. They had probably too long a list to mention individually, but
yeah.
I guarantee you people will be pleased when they see the list of items and things that they can possibly bid on and win.
Yeah, it looks like you have a bunch of sponsors for Lobster Fest. Who are your major sponsors that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, the major sponsors for sure would be Canadian Tire. And again, I can't stress how important it's been for the manager at Canadian Tire to be donating just a significant list of items. So Canadian Tire, St. Stephen, Speedy Glass, St. Stephen, and he's got a co-sponsor with him, and it's called Solar Seal. They've given a large amount of money for the event. We've got Cook Aquaculture. We've got Greg Hooper, a local businessman in the area that's donating a lot of steaks. We've got the Algonquin giving a nice package there. We've got the St. Stephen BIA Superstore. We've got Five Kings Restaurant. And even your radio station is helping out with advertising for the event. And again, the town of St. Stephen has been awesome with co-sponsoring it, providing the employees, providing the tax receipt that's an important part of the ticket as well. They're helping with that. So it's definitely a community event. We've had good cooperation from ACOA, which is the Atlantic Canada Opportunities Agency, in supporting the event as well. It's always good to get government involved. We're really fortunate to have as many people in groups giving us the support that's needed maybe to pull this off. And if things go well, as they say, it's $30,000 would be sort of a minimum amount that we would hope to raise. And maybe it's even the upwards of $40,000 or $45,000 that we can pull off for a total number.
So tell us about the tickets. What's the cost? And also you were talking about the tax receipt.
Yeah, there's a tax receipt option here. And we're fortunate to have that because we're charging $100 a ticket, which seems like a lot, but it's really $35 for the meal in itself, either the lobster or the steak. And, of course, that comes with all the fixings. But we've got a $65 tax receipt that the town is able to issue because, you know, out of the $100, $65 will be for a donation for our project. And, again, it's a great project, and I know a little later on in your show, maybe next week, you're going to have Richard Fulton, which is our sort of the president we've got of Canada First Basketball, going to be speaking about that. So it's $100. It's expensive, but people have been really supportive of it. Currently, we've got about almost, between 250 and 300 tickets sold. We do know that the last week is going to be important for us. I mean, people tend to put off what they're doing maybe for the summer until the last minute. And we anticipate a big push for tickets coming in that final week. And, you know, it would be our hope to get between 300 and 400 people at the event. And currently that's what we expect.
Nice. And where can we get tickets?
Tickets are available would be the local Canadian Tire store here in St. Stephen. Also Speedy Glass in St. Stephen. You can go directly online and get them through the Garson Civic Center website. And then, of course, I've been selling a fair number of tickets myself. People can contact me. Yeah, there's a lot of board members that have them, and that list is a bit too long maybe to give. But I would say Canadian Tire and Speedy Glass would be your best option. And, pick them up soon because we expect the full house.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you for being. Is there anything you want to add before we go?
Hey, no, that's great. I appreciate the time, and come support Canada First, and we'll have a great time on the 25th. Perfect, thank you.
All right, and that was Don Walker, chairperson for the Lobster Fest 2022. This is Lupe. You're listening to Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.